To have a time of healing and prophecy. So I'm going to start with Psalm 103. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Say that with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Say it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I love this scripture because it does a couple of things. One, it talks about, it combines the complete work that Jesus accomplished on the cross. The complete work. And I want to talk about the complete work today. Because too often, half of the work that Jesus completed is left out of the equation. But Jesus completed the work once and for all. When he died on the cross, his final words were, "It is finished." What is finished? The complete work. The perfect work. Nothing was left out. And I'm going to tell you today, if you need something from the Lord today, if you need healing in your body, you need to believe in the complete work. Do you hear me? It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity." That's your sin. Say, "Thank you, Jesus, that you forgave my sin. You have forgiven my sin, Father. Thank you for that." But it also says, "who heals all your diseases." Thank you, Jesus, that you've healed me inside and out. What I love about this is it's the complete work. He forgives all your sins and he heals all your diseases. Amen? He did it all on the cross. Matthew 4:23-25 says, "Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick, and whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all." He healed them all. Large crowds followed him wherever he went. People from Galilee, the 10 towns, Jerusalem, from all over Judea, and from the east of the Jordan River. Mark 6:55-56, "And they ran throughout the whole area, carrying sick people on mats to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he went, in villages, cities, or the countryside, they brought the sick out to the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch the robe, the fringe of his garment, and all who touched him were healed." Somebody say all. All who touched him were healed. They brought all the sick to him, and he healed them all. Luke 4:40-44, "As the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus. No matter what their diseases were, the touch of his hand healed every one. Many were possessed by demons, and the demons came out at his command, shouting, 'You are the Son of God.' But because they knew he was the Messiah, he rebuked them and refused to let them speak." Luke 10:17-21, "When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, 'Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name.' 'Yes,' he told them, 'I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you all authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven.' At that time, Jesus was filled with joy of the Holy Spirit, and he said, 'Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way.'" I want to say something about this scripture. Right now in this place, every one of us, we need to just examine our hearts and say, "Father, examine me. Show me if I'm proud. Show me if I'm arrogant. Show me if I think I'm wise and learned. Father, I want to become childlike before you right now. I want to have a childlike heart, Father. Jesus said this. He said, don't forbid the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become like one of these little children, you will never see the kingdom of heaven. Do you want to see the kingdom of heaven come into your life today? The complete work of Jesus to come into your life today. If you want to see the complete work of Jesus, you need to humble yourself before him, become like a little child, and believe on the one who came to deliver you from all sin and all disease. John 14, 8 through 14 says, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. And Jesus replied, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't see who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work that you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Listen closely. He said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask anything for anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. Let me ask you this. Why would Jesus tell us that? Why would Jesus set this example of all the sick were brought to him and he healed them all? Wherever he went, from town to town, villages, in the city, in the countryside, wherever he went, they brought all the sick to Jesus and he healed them all. And then he told us that I have given you authority over all the powers of hell, and you will be able to do the same works I have done and even greater works. Why would our Lord and Savior tell us that and then not perform it for us? Why would he not do that for us? Why would he say something like that to us if we could not lay hands on the sick and they would recover? Why would he tell us that if we could not speak the name of Jesus and drive out every sickness and disease out of the body? And I'm just going to speak plainly to you this morning. I know there's a lot of teaching out there that not all are healed, that Jesus doesn't want to heal everybody, that it's the sovereignty of God whether some get healed and some don't. And I'm just going to tell you, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I cannot read the word that I just read to you, all the scriptures that I've just given you, and reconcile that in my heart. Everything that I've read to you today and more that I will read to you points that Jesus finished the complete work on the cross. All sickness. He died once for all sin, and he died once for all sickness as well. And so the enemy will come to you and to many others who will teach this nonsense and say, then if Jesus died for all sickness, then why isn't everyone healed? Well, let me ask you this question. Did Jesus die for all sin? Then why doesn't everyone receive forgiveness? The Word of God says that God is not patient just for the sake of being patient. He's patient because he doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants all to come to repentance. But do all come to repentance? No. Just because we don't see every sickness and disease driven out of the body doesn't mean Jesus didn't die for them all. And so I'm trying to speak into your life today to get faith to rise up in this place this morning. I told you a few weeks ago, I'm not satisfied to settle for less than what Jesus died for. I'm not satisfied to settle for less than the complete work. I'm not satisfied until I see every sin, every person receive forgiveness, and every sickness being driven out of the body. I'm not satisfied until that happens. And if that doesn't happen until Jesus comes, then I'll keep pursuing it. Amen? With all of my heart, with all of my life. That's what I'm called to do, and that's what you're called to do as well. You may have a different job than I do. I'm pastor and you may be teacher. I'm pastor, you may be doctor. I'm pastor and you may be a plumber. I'm pastor and you may be a janitor. I'm pastor and you may be a business owner. It doesn't matter what your occupation is. We are all called to be followers of Jesus Christ and to stand upon his word and declare the truth of his word no matter what the enemy says. James Let me go to Mark 16, 15 through 18. And then Jesus told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Somebody say everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. Say, I believe. These signs will accompany you. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new tongues. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. The words of Jesus himself. These are the signs who accompany those who believe. If you say you're a believer, these things should be happening in your life. Amen? I want to make clear this. This doesn't mean they will handle snakes and drink poison. That doesn't mean literal physical snakes and poison. Just in a scripture I read earlier where Jesus said you will trample on snakes and scorpions, he wasn't talking about physical snakes and scorpions. Although I believe he can keep us safe if we step on a snake, he wasn't talking about a physical snake. He was talking about demons. Because if you read the scripture earlier that I was reading, he talks about it in spirit. He talks about demons, and then he says snakes and scorpions, and then he talks about demons again. It's all type and shadow. He's talking about demons. Same thing in this scripture. He says, you will be able to handle snakes with safety. That means you'll be able to handle demons with safety. It means you have authority and power over demonic forces, and you can take authority over them and even command them to be silent, because that's the power that Jesus has given you. James 5, 14 through 16. Are any of you sick? Is there anybody sick in this place this morning? Lift your hand if you're sick. You need healing in your body this morning. Come on, lift your hand right now. Lift it up high, high, high. Come on, if you're sick, you need healing in some area in your life. All right, several in this place. Today's your day. Are any of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if any of you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Now listen to verse 16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. I'm going to do something this morning, and I didn't ask Clayton if I could do this, but he's up here about to paint. And several years ago when Clayton came to our church, the very first Sunday he was there, he came down for healing in his body. Diagnosed with cancer, pancreatic cancer. Yes. This very first Sunday, we called the elders of the church, and I believe it was in the second service. In the first service, we had 14 people diagnosed with cancer that came for prayer. In the second service, we had one person. It was Clayton. He came up, and we laid hands on him to be healed of that cancer. And as he was walking away down the aisle, the Lord spoke to me and said, stop that man. I have a word for him. And I stopped him. Then we made another call for prayer for others that were sick. And then I went down personally and talked to Clayton. Nobody heard what I said to him, but he doesn't mind if I share this. And I said to Clayton, I said, I didn't know him. And I asked him his name, and we talked for a moment. I said, the Lord told me that there's unforgiveness in your heart, especially toward your parents. That's exactly what I said. And Clayton started to tear up because he knew it was the voice of God. He knew it was the Lord speaking to him. And at that moment, I said, do you want to deal with this today? Do you want to forgive your parents? And he said, yes. And there had been a rift there for a while. And he forgave his parents right then and there, called them that day, I believe. And a little over a week or so later, went for test, and the cancer was gone. I bring this out because of what the scripture says. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So the first thing we're going to do this morning, right now, is if there's any sin in your life, we're going to ask the Lord to forgive us. If there's any sin in our hearts, we're going to ask Him to forgive us. So right now, I just want you to close your eyes. And I specifically want to say this to several people in this place this morning. I feel the Holy Spirit is speaking to you personally right now, and this is what He wants to say to you. You say that you've dealt with this sin, but you keep going back to it. Holy Spirit is saying to you today, will you let me deal with it once and for all? Will you let me remove this from your life? Quit trying to do it in your own strength, in your own power, your willpower. You can't do it, but I can remove it from you once and for all, but you have to surrender it to me. You have to let go of your selfish ways, and you have to surrender it to me. So right now, if that's you, if the Lord's speaking to you personally, I want you to say, yes, Jesus. I surrender to you. I surrender to you, Jesus. Take it, Father. Take it. Forgive me. Come on, say, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Purify my soul. Heal me, Jesus. Heal me from the inside out. I lay down every selfish thought and every selfish motive. I come to you and I believe that you are the Son of God, Jesus, that you died for my sins, and that your blood has taken every sin away. And I receive forgiveness right now. In Jesus' name. Keep your eyes closed. If there's anybody in this place that you have unforgiveness in your heart toward anyone, anyone, right now, I want you to release that. Right now, I want you to say, Jesus, I forgive them. Jesus, I forgive them. Help me, Jesus. I want to start fresh and new. I forgive them. First John 5, 13 through 15 says, I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. This means according to His will. And since we know He hears us when we make our requests, we also know that He will give us what we ask for. This morning, as you come to Him like a child, He's going to give you what you ask for. With a clean heart and clean hands, He's about to pour His Spirit out upon you. Last scripture I'm going to read to you, and then we're going to worship. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And before I read this scripture, I just want to tell you, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says a lot of things to the church. You have to understand, Paul was writing to the church of Corinthians, and he was talking about a church, a particular church, that was doing some things that he was trying to correct and trying to set right. And so he was talking about the order that should take place in church. Paul wasn't saying in 1 Corinthians 12, he wasn't saying nobody should speak in tongues in church unless it's spoken out loud with an interpretation. Paul was saying in that scripture, in that passage, that if you're going to give a message in tongues out loud, that it must be interpreted so that those who are hearing can understand what is being said in the Spirit. But you can pray in your spirit on all occasions. In fact, Paul said that, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. At any time, you can pray in the Spirit while you're here right now. As I'm speaking to you, you can be praying in the Spirit. That means your heavenly language. And he also wasn't saying that we shouldn't prophesy in church. He was just talking about there being order. And then he went into 1 Corinthians 13, which is the love chapter, and you know this. And in the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, he's talking about this, the highest thing. It's the cornerstone of the church, that we should love one another. We can speak with tongues of men and angels, but have not love, and we are just a loud clanging cymbal, is what he said. He said, you can have all the gifts, tongues and prophecy and all these things, but if you don't love, then it's nothing, it's worthless. He was trying to get our attention on the main thing. And then he goes in chapter 14, and listen to what he says. He said, let love be your highest goal. But you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will only be talking to God, since people don't understand you. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. But the one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. So let me just tell you this. The prophetic word that God works through you will be a strengthening word, an encouraging word, a comforting word. If it doesn't strengthen, encourage, and comfort one another, and comfort the church and encourage them, then it's not coming from God. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. And how many of you that have been attending here any length of time, you've heard a word of prophecy from this platform and it encouraged you and strengthened you and comforted you? Amen. That's what God wants to do. So when you hear prophetic words from the Lord, ask the Lord, what are you saying to me personally?